Who are you?
Whoever you want me to be.
Don't say I never gave you anything.
It's feeling epic.
Three words. Eight letters.
I remember everything.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to another very special episode of Previously on Teen TV. I'm Jillian Benani.
And I'm Claire Wojciechowski.
And it is still March Madness season, people. So get out your jerseys because today is the finale to our bracket. If you didn't listen to last week's episode, go listen now. So based on the choices we made last week for round one, we'll be filling out the rest of the bracket in today's episode. And we will be crowning our winner of the ultimate teen TV boyfriend.
Yes, we narrowed it down to our sweet 16. We are picking up from there and we are taking it all the way down to the teen boyfriend champion.
I mean, we got some tough decisions to make today, Claire. It's going to be hard.
I know. I think I thought round one was difficult, but I'm looking at, you know, the bracket that we've created for ourselves for round two, and I am not sure how things are going to shake out.
I know. I'm excited. Should we just jump right into it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. All right, so for round two, our first matchup is Nathan Scott versus Ryan Atwood. I mean, this is an interesting pairing. This is like OC versus One Tree Hill.
I know. It's all over again. That classic 2003 teen drama, you know, fight to the death.
I mean, I know who I would pick.
I think it's Nathan.
It's Nathan. Nathan's right. The winner here.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just a better boyfriend, I think, all around. Because I think he is a top-tier boyfriend on any of these shows.
He's
like,
elite.
He's elite. That's a good word for it.
Thank you.
He's going to the NBA, so.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Can't compete with that.
And, you know, sorry, Ryan. I do like Ryan, but it's tough to be up against Nathan Scott.
Yeah, we only see, you know, 4 seasons of Ryan, and we get 9 of Nathan. So we get a lot more growth of Nathan as a person. So it's just, you know, Nathan's better in this particular category. Yeah, on to the next.
Yeah, on to the next. Goodbye, Ryan.
We love
as
you, Ryan.
We go on. We love you, Ryan. All right, our next matchup is Logan Echols from Veronica Mars and Pacey Witter from Dawson's Creek.
I'm going with Pacey Witter.
I would also go with Pacey Witter with this. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love Logan. I think he's got a lot of layers there. And again, has one of the best speeches I think we've ever seen in one of these shows.
You love a speech.
I do love a speech.
Wow, you respond to a speech.
I respond so well to that because I think it's so like unrealistic to real life.
Yeah,
a lot of the times.
For sure.
Like, how many men in real life are really giving that many like romantic speeches?
I think if I received a romantic speech from a man, I would laugh in his face. I'd be like, what are you doing?
I would be like swooning, I feel like.
And I'd be like, why are you being so dramatic?
I think at one point I told Tyler that I wanted more speeches, actually. Like earlier on in our relationship, I'm like, aren't you supposed to be like either flying your fists or giving me a romantic speech? Like, come on.
These shows really set up the expectations.
Oh, yeah. Really. Yeah. So I'm sad to see Logan go because I do really like that character, but Pacey is definitely the better boyfriend, I would say, even though that prom incident, but
yeah,
we'll get to that later.
He had a lot of other great moments.
Yeah, he did.
Okay. Stefan Salvatore from The Vampire Diaries versus Jess Mariano from Gilmore Girls.
It's hard because I love both of these characters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a Stefan girly from The Vampire Diaries. I think Stefan is a stand-up guy. He is somebody who is always striving to be a good guy, which is a lot of times at the detriment to himself. And he has great hair.
Hero hair.
Yeah, he has that hero hair. And Jess, I mean, we love Jess and Gilmore Girls.
Right.
Him and Rory definitely had a great connection. But I feel like in this instance, I have to go Stefan because I do think he was a better boyfriend than Jess. Like, ultimately, Jess, from what we saw, was not the best boyfriend.
I agree. I think, yeah, like we've said, Jess has a lot of potential to be a great boyfriend. He has a strong connection with Rory, but as an actual, you know, boyfriend in the relationship, not great. Yeah. And Stefan does a better job of that. So Stefan it is.
Yeah, I think Stefan does a better job of like managing his past and trying to keep that a little separate from the relationship, where just it wasn't a good time for him. He had to go through his stuff. He yeah. had to really like overcome some things.
Yeah, Jess had to figure himself out as a person first, whereas Stefan has had over 100 years to do that.
Exactly, so. Exactly.
Yeah.
I would hope if you've been on living for hundreds of years that you have it a little bit more figured out. Yeah,
please God. Yeah. You know? Okay, next matchup. Jordan Baker from All American and Conrad Fisher from The Summer I Turned Pretty.
God, these are getting a little harder. Look, I like Jordan Baker on All American. Uh-huh. I think he is a stand-up guy. He definitely has a little bit of like a goofy side to him. And I do think like on All American, they keep the teenagers like pretty teenager-ish. Like Jordan Baker is like teenage boy.
Okay.
And I feel like Conrad, I'm like, oh, there's just so much more to you. Like,
oh, wow. He's carrying the weight of the world on his shoulders.
He is.
Yeah.
You know, he, like, there's just, so there's a lot there.
So
with
you're
Conrad.
Leaning toward Conrad, even though maybe he's not a great boyfriend. Is that what you're saying?
I'm leaning towards Conrad because I think that he really does, like, have the potential, you know, when he gets over his mother's death. And I think Jordan Baker isn't that deep.
Okay.
So I think that that's a little bit of my issue with that. I think that he can only go like so far.
Okay.
And I just think that with Conrad, there's a little bit more layers there. And his like main point of the show is as like a romantic interest.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
I do.
Like,
I do.
That's like the show.
Yeah.
And I think in All American, there's just like a lot of other like
things,
factors going on, things going on. There's drama. There's a lot happening.
Okay. So, okay, Conrad, it is.
Wow, we are like flying through this.
I know,
now.
We are.
Conrad.
Cruising.
Conrad moves on another day.
All right. Next up, Damon Salvatore from The Vampire Diaries versus Caleb Rivers from Pretty Little Liars.
Look, I have a little bit of a bone to pick here with Caleb.
Okay.
If we're putting him up against Damon now, because, I mean, we can't forget Ravenswood. He left Hannah to go to Ravenswood.
He did.
And he dates Hannah's best friend. Yeah. Like, that's not great.
Yeah, but if we're doing that, I mean, Damon isn't doing much better. You know what I'm saying? He used Elena's best friend before he got together with Elena.
Okay,
mistreated her terribly.
We all try and forget the Caroline thing, okay?
We all try to forget Ravenswood and the fact that Caleb dated Spencer. But you know, they were broken up. It wasn't great. It was a mistake. Damon does some not so great things, you know? So I think as far as like in the long run, who the better boyfriend is, I think it's Caleb, even though I am a Damon fan and I love Damon and Elena together.
I'm torn on this because I just find Caleb to be like a little more boring, I think.
He can be a little too perfect sometimes. Like, it's sometimes you're like, oh, I wish he would do one thing that, you know, to screw things up, because he doesn't really set a foot wrong in his relationship with Hannah.
Yeah.
Like, he leaves for Ravenswood, but even that, like, Hannah gives him her blessing. And then the whole Spencer thing is like, well, they're broken up. And so, like, it's not really, you know, it's not great, but it's not like he's, you know, super betraying her, whatever. I don't know.
I think that Caleb is the best boyfriend on Pretty Little Liars, but is he the best boyfriend? Like, that's just how I feel about him. I'm just like not super excited about him. But that just might be like my issue a little bit with the Pretty Little Liars show in general.
I mean, in fairness, yeah, you've watched this quite recently, and I watched it in real time,
where I know that Damon like obviously has made big mistakes and like definitely does not always do the right thing. I mean, Damon killed Elena's brother. Let's not forget. But I just think that he really loved Elena. Like, would move heaven and earth for her, hell, all the worlds in the Vampire Diaries. I think Damon was a good boyfriend to Elena, like when they were dating. I mean, he stopped becoming a vampire for her.
Okay, you know what? That's true. I'll give you that. He agrees to take the cure and be human, which part of it is because he misses it and he wants to be human, like deep in his soul. But, you know, he's doing it mostly to be with her.
Yeah.
So let's go with Damon. Let's just do it. No looking back. Okay. Next up, two of our newer entries to the teen boyfriend canon.
Fun.
Jeremiah Fisher from The Summer I Turned Pretty, mm-hmm. and John B. from Outer Banks.
I mean, I feel like we haven't really seen Jeremiah be a boyfriend
yet. We have not.
So I would go John B. in this case because I feel like we've seen John B. be really good to Sarah Cameron. He loves her. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So I would definitely go John B. in this.
I agree. Yeah.
And Jeremiah's not bad, but like, I mean, wait till season 3. Let's see what happens. But
like, yeah, they don't really get together until the end of season 2.
And I don't like when he's sitting there watching her play volleyball.
Yeah, that's
Go play video games with Steven. I'm
Stop
sorry.
Simping.
But like, I'm like a little possessive, Jeremiah.
Yeah.
So, great. Okay. John B. it is. John B. lives another day. All right. Next up, we have Seth Cohen from The OC and Logan Huntsberger from Gilmore Girls.
Oh, this one's going to crush
baby,
me.
Baby, this is a tough one. I gotta say, my gut right now is telling me Logan.
Same.
Wow. Okay. Okay. Good. Well, because it is like when you rewatch The OC, like Seth just gets like kind of annoying.
Yeah.
Like in season 1, he is great. He only has eyes for Summer. You want Seth and Summer to be together like so bad. But I just like he just gets so self-involved. It's all about him.
Mm-hmm.
And it just gets a little old by like the end of the series.
Yeah. I mean, even when like in season 1, he can't choose between Anna and Summer. And it's like, right. Make up your mind, dude. Like you're stringing along these two like girls. Like that's kind of shitty behavior. So yeah, I think in this case, Logan is the better boyfriend.
Yeah, I mean, look, Logan's a total dreamboat, too. I mean, yeah. Logan bought Rory that Birkin, so
oh my God.
You're moving on, Logan.
Yeah. On the Birkin alone.
Oh, God.
And finally, in round 2, we have JJ Maybank from Outer Banks and Stiles Stilinski from Teen Wolf.
Again, going with my gut right away.
Mm-hmm.
I would say Styles.
Okay, I think so too.
Styles is the winner here.
Yeah, I think they're very similar in that they're like best friend, sidekick type of like hijinks energy
yes,
boys.
Definitely. And like very loyal.
Yes.
And like really ready to like help the main number one guy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I think like, as you've said, we've seen Styles in relationships and we haven't seen as much evidence of that with JJ.
I know. I mean, I'm loving him and Key, but we haven't really seen much of it yet.
No, I mean, so. In fairness, that's like, I mean, I guess for both shows, it's less the focus of
right,
the show.
Yeah.
But yeah, we don't have enough evidence of JJ as a good boyfriend. So Styles moves on.
Styles it is. Ooh, that one kind of hurt my heart a little bit, though. Only because I just feel bad for JJ. Like, I'm like, oh,
he's been through so much.
I know, he's been through
Poor
so
JJ.
Much. I'm like, oh, sweet baby JJ. We're sorry. Next time.
Yes.
We have broken it down to 8 boys. What do they call this in sports? Like the final 8? Lucky
the elite
8?
Eight.
Elite 8.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Claire's so sporty.
I knew what I was talking about.
This first matchup is going to break my soul. It is Nathan Scott from One Tree Hill versus Pacey Witter from Dawson's Creek. I mean, this is like one of the ultimate matchups, I think.
It's tough. It's those like idealized like WB boyfriends and like, oh my God.
Like very romantic
yes,
boys.
Romantic boys. That's
and
a good way.
Both of them were like not the main characters, but were the character that we all like the most.
Exactly.
So they have a lot in common. I mean, oh my God. Like, I'm just like, I hate this. Okay. Why did we do this to ourselves? My gut is saying that I would go with Nathan Scott.
Of course.
Because, okay.
No, so you agree. You go with your gut.
I think that with Nathan, it is like, he ultimately is like always there for Haley. Mm-hmm. And even in when they had problems, when like she left for tour, like he still like only had eyes for her and mm-hmm. still was like committed to her. They just needed to work through their stuff.
Yeah.
And again, we see him in a span of a lot of the years of the show. We see him really become like a great husband to her, and a great father. I mean, he did propose to her in high school. Is that a knockoff a point? Like,
yeah, I mean, maybe we can.
I just think, like, with Pacey, we did see a little bit more faults in him as a boyfriend.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Like, we did see, I mean, in season 4 at the prom when he's screaming at Joey.
Yeah.
Like, that was really not a great Pacey moment. And I just feel like he really did not handle, like, her kind of, like, going off to college.
Yeah,
well, he was spiraling.
It's not great. Yeah. And then, you know, there's, like, some issues later on in his relationship with Audrey that he doesn't handle those well either.
Right.
So I think just you see the longevity with Nathan as a good boyfriend and father. And even when he's not perfect, the love is always there. And, we don't have the benefit of seeing that with Pacey. So I agree that, like, while I it kills me because I love Pacey so much.
Same.
I think that in this particular instance, we do have to go with Nathan.
All right. Nathan, it is.
Yeah.
I know. That does hurt my heart because I do love Pacey. But, like, I can't base everything off of, like, season 3 of Dawson's Creek.
Right. You can take all 6 seasons into consideration.
Yeah. So we're sorry, Pacey. But boy, do you have some great moments.
Yes.
I mean, some of the all-time moments, definitely.
The things that I remember from that series are, most of them are moments when Pacey's like doing something for Joey and showing his love in one way or another. So, yeah.
The man knows how to show his love.
He is, as you said, great at a grand gesture.
Yeah. I mean, one of the all-time greats at a grand gesture, for sure.
Yes. Okay.
So we're pouring one out for you, Pacey. We're sorry. Yeah. But, you know, if you didn't scream at prom, maybe it would have lasted.
Yeah. It's just the nature of the bracket, you know?
I know.
Okay. Stefan Salvatore from The Vampire Diaries and Conrad Fisher from The Summer I Turned Pretty.
Ooh, two sad boys. I know. I do love both of these boys. This is a tough one for me.
Is it? I think, like, I don't know.
What would you go with?
My gut says Stefan.
Yeah. I mean, I would go with Stefan too because, you know, Stefan was a good boyfriend.
Yeah.
Like, you know, overall for the most part. Like, is he, you know, annoying? Yes. Like, I know that too. And I'm a Stefan girly. Okay. Like, the self-loathing is annoying and gets to be too much, and like, but you can't deny he shows up and he's trying
and he is supportive and understanding, and Conrad is, you know, has a lot of feelings but is not good at expressing them, at showing them, at getting out of his own way.
I feel like Stefan never had like a huge problem with like showing his feelings.
No.
I mean, I feel like with Caroline, he struggled with what those feelings were for a bit, but like he ultimately like figured it out. And then when he did realize it, he continued to show her and tell her and be like, I'm not going anywhere. I'm here for you.
Yeah.
So I feel like he never had that issue. And yeah, with Conrad, it's just like, he is not there yet. We haven't seen that growth.
No.
He's still emotionally unavailable. He does not know how to voice his feelings at all.
No.
I feel like, though, it is just like, you know, you see the potential with Connie, so it's hard for me. I've also read the books, and We get some letters, ladies. Okay, we get some letters, okay?
It doesn't count.
I know.
We can't talk about books that haven't been on the TV yet.
I'm just sad to see Connie Baby go, but definitely Stefan over Connie. Yeah. So.
All right. And now
we have
Damon Salvatore from The Vampire Diaries and John B. from Outer Banks.
Oof. I can't believe both these vampires are still in there.
I know, right? Our biases are showing.
I know, they kind of are. God.
You know what? I'm going to say...
Go for it.
I think I'm just going to go with Damon.
Yeah.
It's
Damon.
He has that advantage of living hundreds of years and being a little bit more mature and showing his love in different ways than John B. does.
Yeah. And like, look, John B. is a good guy. Like, he's a good guy at his core. And is Damon a good guy? Like,
questionable.
Yeah, exactly. But that doesn't mean that, like, he does not love Elena.
Right.
So I feel like Damon's love for Elena is, you know, bigger than John B.
Yeah.
And Sarah Cameron, in my opinion.
I think so, too. He has a better sense of, like, what that means to love someone in the larger world. Like, you know, because the stakes are just so different. I think that his love is bigger because the stakes of the universe in Vampire Diaries are bigger than John B. and Sarah Cameron.
Hey, she got shot.
Oh, believe me. And then she hopped right up and started running. She's good.
She died for that minute.
She died. Yeah. And then, you know, they had some back alley surgery and then she's like, I'm good to go.
Yeah. So. Hop right up.
He fell from a tower and had a broken arm and that was it. So
I think too with Damon and Elena, like we saw Damon yearn for Elena for like years on this show. And it's just really hard to like not find that swoon worthy ultimately.
He also puts her first in that too.
Yes,
like
he
stays out of the way because she's with Stefan and he wants her to be happy and for it to be her choice. Like he, like you said, is pining for her, but is always like, but it's her life and he never really crosses that boundary until it's like, until she gives him that sign that she's interested.
For as like selfish as Damon could be in other areas and as much as he did whatever he wanted to do without like consulting the group.
Right.
Like he never did that with Elena.
No.
Like he was always like considerate of her with that, of not, you know, coming on like too strong with her.
All right. Damon it is.
Damon lives another day.
And finally, we've got Logan Huntsberger from Gilmore Girls and Stiles Stilinski from Teen Wolf.
I feel like this is a tough one for you. These are two of your main guys.
This is true. These are two of my main TV boyfriends. I don't know. I don't know. I could honestly be, I'm so on the fence for this one. Like I could be swayed either way. So like, what do you think?
I'm torn on this one too, honestly, because they're also like pretty different.
Yes.
You know, Stiles is witty and bringing kind of like a humor and quirky. Mm-hmm. And
I think like if we're talking just about like better boyfriend.
Yeah.
Stiles does one sort of bad thing with Malia where he lied. Right. He keeps this huge secret from her about her. And then she finds out and dumps him. But then Logan, like, doesn't do anything quite so terrible to Rory, but it's more so, like, he gets a little bit, like, towards the end, like, controlling, like, I want you to be my wife and not, like, he's supportive of her dreams when they're both in college.
Right.
And then when it comes down to it and they have to decide, like, what's she going to do after college, he's like, marry me, come follow me in my career.
That was not great.
No.
I hated that move
with
Logan. And I think that really showed, like, his true colors and like what he ultimately thought.
Yes, exactly.
Because I feel like it was like, you know, when we saw them date, it was like, oh, this is fun.
Right.
Like, this is like adventurous and like bringing out another side to her. And he is supporting her and during her tough times. But then like, yeah, at the end of the day, like, I feel like he was like, okay, fun's over. Like, time to be my wife.
Right.
And it's like, what?
And we get that a little too when she drops out of Yale and he's just like, yeah, whatever. It's fine. Because she's not like, you know. She's just kind of hanging out and is down to do whatever he wants to do. Like, well, she's free to be his support system and not pursue her own goals.
I think also, if we're bringing a year in the life into this, like, he's cheating on his fiance with Rory.
Yes.
Like, and I feel like it just was, like, really going to show kind of, like, who Logan, like, became as a person and where he was headed.
Mm-hmm.
And I really feel like, too, they were trying to say, like, Logan is the Christopher.
Yeah.
So I feel like if we're to believe that Logan is the parallel to Christopher, it's like, do we really love Logan? Like, is he the best? Like, is he really going to be there for Rory? Like, and this baby?
Yeah, no, I think we got to go with Styles in this one.
Styles is just so sweet and so caring and so, God, he's just so lovable.
Yeah.
That it's really hard to, like, to hate him.
It's hard,
And even if he, like, makes mistakes, it's like he knows he's making mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he grows.
Yes.
So it's just, like, he's just somebody, like, there's really not many, like, bad things.
No, there's not
that
a lot
he
of,
does.
Mm-mm. There's a very few, like, negatives to Styles. He makes very few mistakes, big mistakes in the course of the series.
Yeah. And I like that he's, like, that Seth Cohen-y type, and we nick Seth. So I feel like we got to keep somebody in there.
Yeah,
we got to keep me that kind of, like,
that quirky,
witty,
energy.
Quirky, fast-talking, you know?
Yeah.
We nixed all the others. We got to keep one.
You're right.
To bring it to the next round.
All right, here we go. Final four.
Oh, my God. Well, let's just say who our final four is.
Yes.
So the boys who've made it to the final four are Nathan Scott, Stefan Salvatore, Damon Salvatore, and Styles Stilinski. So three boys from Supernatural shows as well, which is quite funny. I do feel like, though, that's, like, a solid final four.
Yeah. Very different options.
Very different options.
I never saw this coming.
I truly did not think Stefan and Damon were going to make it into our final four.
I didn't either. But, you know, that's just the way things have shaken out thus far.
I mean, I am kind of surprised by this final four, for sure. But
yeah.
We went with our guts on a lot of these, so we can't look back. We got to just keep moving forward.
Yep. All right. So
here we go.
Nathan Scott of One Tree Hill versus Stefan Salvatore of The Vampire Diaries.
I mean, I gotta go Nathan.
Obviously.
I just do think he is, like, that great. Like,
I agree.
Yeah. And it's like, Stefan just got in his own way.
Yes.
A lot.
Yes.
And I like Stefan, but I'm still not ride or die Stefan, like, that much.
No.
You know? Like, he just, like, got in his own way a lot and in his own head. And I feel like ultimately, like, never really dealt with all of his problems.
Right.
Like, that guy still was, like, a mess by, like, the end of the series. I mean, he kills himself, like, he sacrifices himself, and, like, I'm sorry, I don't want to date someone who's gonna sacrifice himself in that.
I would say that, like, yeah, at the end of the day, like, as much as he loves Caroline and is supportive of her and, you know, stepfather to the kids and all of that stuff, he still is so sort of
martyr.
Yes, thank you. I was not self-loathing, but a martyr. He still has this martyr complex that he's like, he leaves his, like, brand new wife, love of his life, like, they're going to be together literally forever. Mm-hmm. And he's like, no, I have to sacrifice myself to save my brother, to save the world. When Damon was like, you don't have to do this. Like,
yeah.
I'm here. Like, you're the good brother. Like, let it go. Like, Damon is telling him over and over again, like, let this go. Like, stop. And Stefan still chooses to sacrifice himself.
I actually hated that ending, too, because how was I supposed to investigate? okay, sorry. I actually hated that ending, too, because I feel like I believed in Stefan and Caroline.
Mm-hmm.
But then when he just goes to, like, sacrifice himself at the end, it's like, well, did you really love her, like, that much? Like, I feel like you didn't, because you were willing to die for all this when I feel like there had to have been another way. And you did that on your wedding day. Like, it doesn't get much worse than that.
Right.
And I think Caroline deserved better than that. Stefan just got in his own way and was, like, too much of a martyr. And for that, we say, so long, Stefan. Your time is done here.
Okay.
So Nathan Scott moves on.
All right. And then we have Damon Salvatore from The Vampire Diaries versus Styles Stilinski from Teen Wolf.
It's hard because, like, we don't see Styles, like,
yeah,
in, like, we see him in relationships, but it's just, like,
not as much as we see Damon in relationships.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, like, and I get that, like, part of the show of The Vampire Diaries is, like, the relationship of Damon and Elena. Like, that's a big part of the show. Mm-hmm. And a big part of the show is saving Elena throughout everything.
Right.
So it's hard because Damon does always, you know, fight for Elena and try and save her and, you know, do all this stuff for her. But Styles is obviously the more, like, you know, even keeled.
Yeah.
Isn't a complete, like, psycho at times. Yeah. Hasn't made that many mistakes. He's not a bad guy. He's a good guy. And Damon is still throughout all of the series pretty much, like, a bad guy.
Yeah, yeah. I agree. And I think, like, if we're picking, like, boyfriend-wise, I gotta go with Styles. I don't know. I love Damon. I do. And I think, like, he has a lot of great qualities, as you've articulated. But I don't know. I think if we're picking best boyfriend, like, even though we don't see him in relationships a lot, the qualities that Styles has are, like, more conducive to a happy relationship, I would think.
With Damon, like, it is, like, and I'm taking Stefan's word here, but it is, like, an epic love. Like, the love of, like, Damon and Elena is epic.
But are we talking about the relationship or who's a better boyfriend?
Well, I'm talking about who he was, like, in that relationship. Like,
so, but, like, you're saying their love made him a better boyfriend?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. So when you put it that way and you're talking about epic love, I would agree that Damon and Elena's love is bigger than anything that we've seen from Styles on Teen Wolf. I think that potential is there, but we just don't see it.
Yeah, I think that that's just, like, my issue with Styles. It's just, like, Damon's love for Elena, we just, like, really see in The Vampire Diaries.
Right.
And it is intense, and it is wild.
It's all consuming.
Yeah. Like, it's a lot.
And as you said, it's one of the main points of the show is this love triangle that between Elena and the Salvatores, whereas Styles is not, his relationships aren't a main part of the show. His relationship with Scott is maybe a huge point of the show, but his romantic relationships are not as important as other elements. So I guess we're going with murderous Damon Salvatore.
Murders for the ones he loves.
The ultimate act.
Sometimes murders the ones he loves.
Yes, that is true.
Okay.
Wow, we did it. Damon moved on. He lives another day. I am actually surprised how far, like, Damon has made it in this.
I am too.
But I think that that's just, like, a testament to, like, the layers of his character, too, on the show. It's, like, I do feel like we just kind of, like, move on from his mistakes because we're just like, but he loves her so much. Like, that's just, like, part of The Vampire Diaries.
Yeah. And you see him be a good friend to other people sometimes. Like, yeah, we let a lot go because he's so complex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So we have it down to our final two. Drum roll, please. In our final two, we have Nathan Scott from One Tree Hill and Damon Salvatore from The Vampire Diaries. Wow, both on the CW around the same time.
Yes,
which is interesting. Very different men here in the final two, I gotta say.
Yep, yeah.
Very different men.
One is an upstanding husband and father. The other one is a murderous vampire. How can you decide between the two?
I know. Well, I gotta go Nathan Scott. I mean, I'm wearing his jersey. I want to be clear. I did not go into this thinking, like, I'm making Nathan Scott go till the end. Like, but I just think that that is the way of how it comes out. Like, I think that he is the ultimate teen TV boyfriend.
It's hard to argue with Nathan because he is just such an upstanding guy.
Yeah.
Like, is so loving and supportive of Haley. We see him grow from this, like, you know, sort of asshole, like, kid who's just sort of selfish, and then realizing that, like, it doesn't have to be like that. And he, you know, breaks out of his father's shadow and stands up for himself and asserts himself as an independent adult and goes through some hard times, but ultimately comes out stronger and is there for his friends, is, you know, there for himself, and shows up for himself. And yeah, I get it. I would have to pick Damon or Nathan. Excuse me.
Whoa.
No, I would pick Nathan too.
I think with Nathan too, it's like if you watch the first episode of One Tree Hill and then the last season or episode of One Tree Hill, like there is such a difference in that character. Like the guy started off on the show as such a jerk. Mm-hmm. Like he was not a great guy. Like you really kind of hated him in the beginning. Yeah. And then, you know, he really changes pretty quickly in the series and, you know, ends up becoming a great boyfriend to Haley. He becomes like a great friend, a great brother, and just somebody I feel like that everybody can count on in the show. Mm-hmm. And it's just someone who then was like very consistent. And even when like hardships came along, like, sure, he sometimes like fell short a little bit, but then he always kind of like overcame it. And I just think he is just like the ultimate guy. I mean, not bad to look at. Made it to the NBA. Stayed with his high school wife. Even after he made it to the NBA.
I feel like high school sweetheart. High school wife sounds high to me like wife. He married a girl like who was in high school when he was not, but well, I know what you mean. Yeah.
If you're listening, I hope that you know the trajectory of Nathan and you're Haley right, on right. One Tree Hill. But I mean, he proposed to Haley in high school, you know, interesting choice. But they made it work throughout all those years together.
They did. They really did.
All through those ups and downs. So I feel like he is the ultimate teen TV boyfriend. And just should go down in the history books, okay? Who doesn't love Nathan Scott?
I mean, I guess we'll find out.
That is true. And Damon, just, I feel like some of these mistakes and...
Yeah, I mean...
It's hard to...
It's hard to overcome all the dead bodies.
Yeah.
But we still love you. And yes. Elena still loves you, and that's what matters.
I know. I mean, him and Elena still living happily ever after.
Oh, I know.
I would have loved to have seen Damon as a human.
I know.
Just like for like an episode or something.
I was always kind of mad that they didn't give that to us on Legacies. Like they talk about it.
I know.
And they like, it's clear that like they're human. They're living in Mystic Falls. They've got kids. But like we never see them. And it's really annoying.
But do you think we would have hated it like a little bit?
Maybe, because we'd be like, it's not the same.
Yeah.
Might have been weird.
It's like Damon, we love his like bad boy-esque-ness.
Yes.
And I feel like he is kind of like the one... you know, like teen character who can kind of like get away with like being a bad boy, mm-hmm. like throughout the series. And that's hard to do. And like we see growth from him, but he still remains kind of like that rebel still has that like darkness to him.
Oh yeah.
Which makes so for an interesting character. Like, I mean, I always say I kind of wish the bad boy out of Nathan came out a little bit more.
Oh my God.
But if we're saying what we wish.
If only we could have a combination of Nathan and Damon.
Yeah.
And human.
What a dream.
Wouldn't that be interesting if we could pick them both? All right. So we
Who's
did
our
it.
Winner?
Our winner is Nathan Scott. We Woo! Did it.
Yes.
He is crowned as our ultimate teen TV boyfriend. It was a tough battle, though. It was.
Yes.
This was tough. There were a lot of great contenders.
Yeah, really tough cuts that we had to make. But, you know, this is where we've arrived. Producer Jesse, who would you pick as your ultimate teen TV boyfriend out of the 32 boys that we talked about today?
There's a lot of boys in here. I mean, I think... I feel like you guys are going to, like, jump down my throat.
No, we want to know.
Now I really want to know.
I think maybe just Mariano, honestly. Like, out of all of these, it's like, also, to be fair, some of them I don't know because right. I don't watch all of these shows, but some of them are just real boring and I like a bad boy.
Jess is very your type.
I was going to say that tracks for you 100%.
Yeah. So like that. I would have
guessed that Jillian picked Nathan too. But yeah.
I would.
You and Jess and Jesse. How cute.
Yeah, exactly.
I am happy with how this ended up because Nathan has always been my ultimate teen TV boyfriend. But that's to say I did play fair, and this is just how it all worked out, okay?
No, I know,
There's a reason why he's the best, okay? And I think I just choose well on my heartthrobs when I'm 14, and I just stick by their side.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, the boys that you like on TV at 14 really have an impact on the way that you view things as an adult, you know?
Yeah. Those romantic speeches, you know? Those really just stuck in my head.
My girl loves a romantic speech.
I do. The way he loved Haley doesn't get better than that, ultimately.
Yeah. All right. Well.
Well, who would you have picked, though? Like, if you could have just picked your ultimate one without having to do it in, like, a bracket format, like, who would you have picked?
Probably Styles.
Oh, wow.
Or Pacey, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, I do think Pacey is a good one.
Yeah, one of the two.
Styles, again, not enough romantic speeches for me.
But see, I don't need a speech. I find
Claire's like, don't you dare
don't
give me
talk
a speech.
To me. I feel like I'm like, what? Like, stop. Just stop. Like,
I do
it's
think
too much.
Styles would be a great boyfriend, 100%. Yeah. Like, he's a great contender. He's a great guy. Yeah. I just need a little bit more layers, you know?
He might
Let
be a little...
peel back some layers here.
And
you needed to be a bad boy at some point.
Pacey has more layers, you know? He's a little damaged. Styles is less damaged. A little too zany, maybe, to be an actual, like, contender.
Yeah.
So maybe Pacey, I think, would be the one I'd choose.
I mean, Pacey's definitely a good one. If it came down between Nathan and Pacey, like, I genuinely don't know, like, what we would have done. That would have been a tough one.
Yeah.
It did. And you picked Nathan.
Oh, right.
I was like, didn't we have this conversation?
I'm sorry.
How quickly we forget.
Well, the matchup between Nathan and Pacey was very hard for me.
Was that the most difficult choice?
That was the most difficult choice because I do really, really love Pacey. Mm-hmm. And I do think
spent
he is
a long
like,
time on
yeah,
that.
That's
yeah.
a hard one.
I think Pacey is like an ultimate like heartthrob.
Yeah.
I just think that, you know, the ending of Pacey and Joey in season 4 was tough.
It was catastrophic.
It was so catastrophic. And I just felt like Nathan never really had like that catastrophic of a moment like that. And
right.
there were things that Nathan did that I did not like, by the way.
Right.
Like I thought he should have supported Haley more when she went on tour.
Yeah.
Like, or when she came back and was really trying to fight for him. Like, he really made her work for it.
Mm-hmm.
So there were definitely things that Nathan did that I didn't love. But I just don't think that it was, like, as catastrophic as that, like, that prom.
It was
just,
really
like,
bad.
Screaming. Like,
yeah.
It was a lot. It was like, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And just, like, I feel like he couldn't handle a girl that was, like, going places at that time.
I think he couldn't handle it because he himself wasn't.
Yeah.
You know, like, he didn't have his own path yet,
right?
And it wasn't until they were both adults and he did have a path in front of him that he was like, oh, now he was ready for her. And then he moves to the city to be with her,
which we love.
Yes.
Well, again, some great contenders here. This was fun.
I know. It was lengthy and contentious, but I'm happy with where we landed.
I am too. We did it. All right, so we have crowned our ultimate teen TV boyfriend, and we are still tallying the votes to see who you guys have crowned as yours. But once we have that data, we will be releasing that on our socials. So I hope you all voted, and please stay tuned for who your ultimate winner was as well. We'll see if it matches up.
Yeah, you can find that information on our socials at Instagram and TikTok at @previouslyon_teenTV. And you can also listen to part 1 and 2 of this bracket podcast, as well as all of our previous episodes on all of these men that we've talked about today. Wherever you get your podcasts, don't forget to rate and review us and give us 5 stars.
Thanks for listening.